On today's show, we're going to make something that's boring interesting. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a show you can really dig. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, September 8th. It was in September of 1924 that a truck near DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. sank into the ground. And as it did, it revealed a long network of hidden tunnels with a backstory that was pretty baffling. The tunnels had actually been found once before in 1917, but by the time people started to read about them in the newspapers, the U.S. had entered World War I and people had other things on their mind. When the tunnels made headlines again in 1924, there were rumors of every kind about how the heck the tunnels had gotten there and who had been using them. Were enemy spies using these tunnels to sneak through the nation's capital during the Great War? Or were the tunnels one of the ways that bootleggers moved liquor around in the early years of Prohibition? The actual explanation for the tunnels was both bizarre and kind of mundane. An entomologist with the Smithsonian, Harrison Dyer, had been digging the tunnels himself for years. He said one day he'd been digging out a garden bed for his wife when he was, quote, seized by an undeniable fancy to keep on going. And he sure did. Not only did he dig the tunnel for like 10 years, he even put up brick walls down there. And rather than spies and liquor runners, the people who were going in and out of the tunnel were Dyer's kids and friends from the neighborhood. When the scientist moved away from that area, he started new tunnels near his new house. Those ended up being 24 feet deep in some areas. The walls were concrete, and some passages even had electricity. Dyer was, let's say, an unusual character for a lot of reasons, which we won't go into here. But when asked why he was so interested in digging tunnels, he said it was just for exercise. He said some people golf, other people dig huge secret tunnels. And you can learn more about Dyer and his tunnels at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, a new book about some notable above-ground locations. That's after this.
The reviews are in.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is a nonstop thrill ride of excitement that will leave you on the edge of your seat, says Brady from Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Look, we could use some real reviews.
Because reviews can help more people like you find our show and enjoy it.
So write your reviews on Apple Podcasts or leave us a rating on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for helping this show grow. And if you want to call us the most ambitious crossover event in history,
go ahead.
Welcome back. There have been some amazing projects lately looking at abandoned buildings. Here's a new one from photographer Enda O'Flaherty called Life is Elsewhere. It features abandoned schoolhouses in rural Ireland. Some of them were basically left intact decades ago at times when entire Irish communities were being evacuated because of World War II. Some of the images are spooky, some are moving, some have lots of graffiti. I'm Brady. Hope you have something to look forward to today. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.